guys, and welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Today is a day, and we are going to start with our quote.
No. That feels so weird. It's like, we're going to start with our quote. It's like, we literally do this every single time. It's like, today's quote is...
I know, but I feel like I should segue in. It feels kind of awkward just jumping in.
Just, I mean, the thing is, people know. It's just like, today's quote. It's like, today we might
possibly... I'm going to segue. Today, if you don't like it, then
today, we might possibly segue into our quote. I wonder what it is.
Yeah, I like to do that. Segue, yeah.
No, just be like, hey, today's quote is...
No controlas mi vida. I want to segue, and I will segue. Now, segueing into our quote. The quote for today is, the best part of getting lost is finding yourself. I like that, because I feel like it's kind of scary. Can I help you?
No.
I feel like it's kind of scary to not, like, know where you're going, know what you want. And, like, the process of, like, creating your path, it's difficult because it's, like, you're literally writing the blueprint for something that you've never seen before. Do you know what I mean? If you see, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how people make buildings. I'm not an architect. But, like...
You have to draw it first.
I'm good at copying. I'm not good at, like, hey, draw Same. A forest. Like, if I see a picture of a forest, I can copy it, I can trace it, and it can look pretty similar.
That's literally, I feel like, my vibe with, like, art in general. Like... You can never hold the original and what I drew together, but it's like, I need to see something, and girl, like, I need to see something, I'll copy it. And if you just look at my art by itself...
It's pretty great.
It's pretty fucking amazing.
And that's the thing.
But like, if you're like, just draw something, I'm like, what do you want me to draw?
Exactly, and that's literally how I feel when it comes to, like, life. It's like, I can imitate...
Like, tell me what you want me to do. Like, show me where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
And, like, I can do it, and I'll do it pretty well.
Show me what a path would look like, mm-hmm. and then I can write mine. I can create mine. But I'm just, like, being forced to make a path with nothing, with no information. You know, because it pisses me off. Like, I see movies, because I don't interact with people, but, like, all these movies where they're, like, artists, prodigies or some shit, or, like,
yeah.
all these people in sports. Like, I feel like, first off, if your parents had money and they put you in clubs, you got to do sports and clubs and stuff,
which I didn't. That's another thing, where it's, like, you could have done a sport through school in elementary school, I guess. No, even though they cost money. Even though some school ones don't, because already for middle school, you had to try out for a sport, so you needed to already kind of know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do you even know what sport you like until, like, later, you know?
Well, that's the thing, you should have been playing a sport.
And just your parents, for some reason, your mom really liked baseball, or your dad really wanted to put you in
If I had been a boy, my parents would have put me in sports, because they're sexist like that. But the thing is, it's the kind of thing where it pisses me off that, like, I feel like sports maybe don't cost that much, even though you have to have a parent that has...
It really does, because...
Not in the beginning. But the thing is, but you need to be, like, transported to the games and stuff like that. And, like, I wasn't allowed to do, like, after-school activities and shit like that. I don't know why, but I wasn't. And the thing is, but I would have liked an instrument. But I guess there it does cost money because they need to buy me the instrument, you know?
Well, I mean, but even for and sports, they need to buy uniform.
At school?
Oh, there was band.
Oh, yeah.
They had band.
But not in my elementary school.
In my middle school, I could have enrolled in band and, like,
but you wouldn't need to buy. You would have had to buy the instrument.
I would have, yeah.
And, like, it wouldn't have even been piano. Like, it would have been the drums or, like
a clarinet or, like,
which isn't what I wanted. Like, I wanted violin. I wanted piano, you know?
Yeah. Or guitar, even.
Yeah, exactly. And literally, it would have been about somebody buying it for me. But that's what pisses me off, because it's kind of like, if one of my parents had been, like, a piano player... I would have had access to a piano, you know? If one of my parents had been in sports, I would have been in sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of annoying, because even though I'm not that old and I could start something, but, like, that's kind of something I should have been doing when I was a kid. So maybe I'm the world's greatest female soccer player, but I never played soccer.
You don't know that.
Or maybe I would have been a prodigy piano player, but I never played the piano, you know?
Yeah.
But where was I going with this? Oh, the whole path thing. It kind of annoys me how it's, like, literally your circumstances, like, your environment influence your future, you know?
Yeah, and that's at least something, because I used to not understand, and I mean, no shade or whatever, but at least I remember there was this one girl where, for some reason, she was studying, whatever, and she got accepted into Harvard. She was in high school, but the thing is, she was homeless. Actually, like, some situation happened where it's, like, she was living with her mom and I think her younger brother, and they lost their home and they were literally homeless, but, like, because just even through her circumstances, like, she managed to study and she got into Harvard, mm-hmm. and the thing is, apparently, when Harvard got wind of that, they were like, oh, amazing, like, we're gonna give you a scholarship, and the thing is, I was like, what do you mean, like, that's not that amazing, but I guess it really is, because literally, like you said, your circumstances dictate what's happening, and if you manage to be that one outlier and break free from your circumstances and still do good, then, like, damn. You know? Right. I'm literally talking about the one exception. It has nothing to do with what you're saying.
No, I know. But, yeah, like, that's the, like, wow of it. But it's the kind of thing where I don't want to blame my past. We were literally talking about how I feel like my past doesn't define my future, because it doesn't. But, like, I literally don't have a hobby. And, like, I know, like, I could develop a hobby. Mm-hmm. Like, I could literally buy a piano and learn how to play the piano. Go on YouTube and follow a tutorial. I could buy a piano or, like, a keyboard and learn how to play it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not this crazy thing that you had to be doing from birth, you know?
It's not. And the thing is, I find a lot, like, I mean, sorry, because I know you were going to go down your rabbit hole. But it's, like, the thing is, even though that's the thing. Where I feel as though I've long been at an age to where I need to stop blaming my circumstances and stop blaming my past or, like, my parents or the people around me. Mm-hmm. I have 90% of the control over what happens in my life right now.
Who has the other 10?
I don't know, just, like, life circumstances. Like, I mean, there are still things that I feel like I don't have full control over.
Like what?
But, I don't know, just stuff.
Like, what? No, but I wouldn't give any control to anything. You have 100% control.
I guess.
I just wanted to know what you thought the 10% was, because I disagree. I think you have 100% control.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't
see like that. I mean, there are circumstances that make it difficult,
but I still consider, like, the majority of the control to be mine, and I find myself trying to kind of, like, just escape that, and
the control?
No, like, use that as an escape, and I make excuses for why I'm not doing this or why I'm not doing that in my life because of my circumstances, because of my family, because of my upbringing, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean? What do you mean use it as an excuse? The 10% that you don't have control over is what you use the excuse for?
No.
Then what do you mean you use it as an excuse?
I'm still using my past as an excuse for why I'm not the person I want to be.
Okay.
And that is my responsibility now.
Okay, because you have control. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't following. I'm like, whose fault is it? Who's the 10%?
You're confusing me, and I feel like you're not trying to probe me, but, like, I feel like you want me to say stuff that I don't want to say yet.
No, I just didn't understand what you meant.
Oh. Well, I mean, just that I'm using my past as an excuse, and that I should be the one taking responsibility at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you wanted to learn how to play piano, then play piano right now.
But, literally.
Like, it's the kind of thing where it would have been nice to have already been exposed and already be playing the piano. But once again, circumstances were different.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's what annoys me. It's like, if your parents are piano players, you have access to the piano, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If your parents were actors,
But the people whose parents are piano players, like, they're not interested in piano. They're interested in art or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That, of course, happens. But it's just, it's annoying. I'd like to have been born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Or up my butt. I wouldn't mind. As long as it's a silver spoon.
Agreed. But you know what?
But we kind of drifted, because that doesn't have anything to do with the quote. But because the quote was, the best part of getting lost is finding yourself. I like that, because it's literally like, this is the process. So even though it's a scary process, but it's like, when you're painting something, like, everyone says trust the process, because it's really mm-hmm. ugly until the end.
That's something that I noticed a lot with you. Like, I didn't like to, because when I was younger, I liked to draw a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still like to, like, paint. Painting mm-hmm. especially right now is my favorite.
I like it too.
But I remember when I was younger a lot, like, I don't know, you would come in, like, mid-drawing, and you're like, ooh, like, I mean, you would literally be like, ooh, that doesn't look so nice. And I'm like, hey, like, let me finish first.
Mm-hmm,
let me finish it first, and it's still not gonna be that good, but let me finish it first you, like, see the full picture. And after a while, you were like, yeah, I mean, I know that you're still in the process, like, finish it, and then, like, I'll just.
Yeah, because right now, I'm not gonna give an opinion. That's the thing, I see so many TikTok videos where it's like, guys, trust the process, like, it looks really bad, until mm-hmm. the end, it's like, oh, it all came together. So that's mm-hmm. literally life, like.
It is.
How exciting is it that, like, you have no idea what you're doing? Imagine when you when you finally figure it out, you know? Like, yeah. when you don't get a subject and then finally it clicks, mm-hmm. and then you enjoy it, do you know what I mean, type yeah. thing?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I can't wait for that click where it's like, oh my god, I know exactly what I'm creating, and I'm gonna go full force, you know? It's like, yeah, this part is scary, but how exciting is it? Because you're gonna reach that point, you know? It's scary to think, like, oh my god, like, I'm never gonna figure it out. It's like, you will. You will, so just trust the process. That? Believe what?
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know. That's such an optimistic way of looking at it.
It's not optimistic, just eventually I'm gonna figure something out. And yeah, I'm gonna like it, because I'm not gonna do something that I wouldn't like.
Like, I mean, if you don't like it, you haven't figured it out yet.
Exactly.
So eventually you'll figure
but
it out.
But there's something out there that I'm going to enjoy, and I just can't wait to find it. To create it. To do
agreed.
It, you know?
Agreed, agreed.
Yeah. So yeah. That is our quote for the day.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's hop into what we were going to talk about today.
Yes, I wanted to talk about mourning.
I literally started typing mourning. What? What's mourning? Mourning as in daytime or mourning as in sadness?
I don't know. Where was your mind going?
Because there's mourning and then there's mourning.
Which one did I say?
I'm asking you. How do I know? My confusion is that I don't know which one you said.
First, my mind went to, like, oh, morning.
That morning.
And then I was like, oh, it also means morning. You know?
Yes.
But just kidding, that's not what we wanted to talk about today. What did we want to talk about today?
Languages.
Ew. What? I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm trying to be a person.
Oh, a character?
A person.
What do you mean?
You're really just not flowing with me today, and it's killing me.
What do you mean you want to be a person?
I don't know. We just let my stupid comments go. You're questioning too much.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not following
you
at all
today. You're being distracted, exactly.
It's not distracted. I'm pulling up what we need to pull up to actually do what we have to do today.
What do we have to do today?
We wanted to do languages.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Well, the thing is, one of your ideas was just languages.
Yeah.
And, like, I like the concept to see if we can just pull up a word and talk about it. Languages isn't a word, but, like, a concept, you know?
Languages, so, like, is also a word.
I know, but, like, that's not what I meant. Like, the concept languages. Like, pull up a concept.
The thing is, I want to give some history about our language first.
Go crazy.
Life is such a difficult thing to deal with.
What backstory do you want to give?
Well, the fact that we speak Spanish.
Dale, we've said that already. But yes, we speak Spanish.
Okay, guess we said that already.
But what other backstory?
That I also...
That we both took French in high school?
We already said that, too.
I know, but you wanted to give backstory, so go ahead.
I thought we were going to say something else. Fine, let's go into what you want to do.
Okay.
It's always what you
want to
do.
So I was thinking, because at least we want to travel to, we want to travel everywhere, and Japan seems pretty lit, because right now it's, like, super cheap or some shit. We haven't bought our tickets yet, which...
We're going to within the next month.
We have to. But the idea of, because we recently went to Chicago, which we already discussed, and I was really nervous, and, like, we spoke the language. Like, I'm a homebody introvert.
But
like,
my thing is, like, when we were at Chicago, who did we talk to?
No one, but if I needed to talk to someone, I have that ability.
But we were in a new place, lost, with figuring out where we were going, and we managed to not talk to anybody.
I know, because nothing happened, but if something had happened, I won't be able to communicate with anyone in Japan. Do you know what I mean?
Yes and no.
And that
they
just
take
adds,
English in school.
I hear you, but it just adds an extra level of stress to not know the language, you know?
So and we need to learn Japanese.
I was about to say, we're not going to learn Japanese, but I'd like to...
How do you say,
like,
where is
the
bathroom?
Some things. That's something you want to know? Where's the bathroom in Japanese?
Where is the baño?
Where... That says huete.
Where is the bathroom. Oh my god, I'm so skilled. How did I know exactly what you were gonna say?
Wait.
Oh.
Alright, Japanese is the... hold up. How do I do this?
Oh my gosh. Can you, like, pronounce...
化粧室はどこですか?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me look at it. 化粧室はどこですか?
You pronounce too much.
Oh,
they pronounce
I?
Less.
どこですか?
Kesho shisuwa doko deshka.
Okay, let's do something easier. Yeah, how about just the word bathroom or something?
Yeah, yeah, bathroom. Bathroom.
I was trying to be too sophisticated.
Bathroom. That literally sounds like bathroom. Bathroom. Maybe.
If any of you speak Japanese and see that we're, like, obviously committing, like, really bad errors,
Don't tell us.
Let's live in ignorance.
So, bathroom. It doesn't really seem like an emergency thing. Do they have, like...
Girl, have you not had bathroom? Bathroom.
So, where? Let's get the word where.
No, just, you could be like, bathroom. And, like, they'll figure out it's,
doko
like...
Doko is where. So, you would say, doko... Bathroom, like if somebody came and said, where bathroom? You'd be like, yeah. Oh, over there. Uh-huh. So, doko.
Or if somebody came to you and was like, bathroom, you'd be like, oh no, they just.
I said, good for you.
Yeah, no, obviously I'm looking for the doko bathroom. Doko is
such a simple word, so
how do you say.
Do they have taxis over there or something? Bus stop.
Oh, yeah, bus stop. But my thing is, like, I don't know why you're so panicked, because are you planning on leaving your cell phone at home?
No, but I want to know something.
Agreed. But you literally have your cell phone here, and you can literally type.
Okay, if our phone dies, be smart. So we need to have to ask at least for a charger. If phone dies, where to charge the phone?
Look up
first. I'm gonna ask for bus stop.
Okay, bus stop.
Basu no riba.
So doko basu no riba.
Doko basu no riba.
Basu no riba.
Basu no riba.
There you go.
How about just like, mother.
No, you're not going to sing a weird song to those people. Okay, so charge my phone. Do they?
Just look up charger. I know in Europe
they have different things.
What do you mean?
Like, what we plug into the wall is different in Europe. Is it different in Japan?
I have no idea. What do you mean?
Outlets are different in Europe.
They don't have outlets?
They're different.
Oh, like there are different voltages?
I don't know what it is, but what we have does not work in Europe.
I know.
Exactly.
But for phones, they do.
No, it's a different outlet.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure it is. Oh. I mean, maybe you can take off the USB port and attach it to the new thing, but I know that they have a different thingy.
Is it not called a charger? I mean, the thing is, we're going to come prepared.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Why are you going through Japan without carrying a phone charger if your phone has the tendency to die? That is irresponsible.
My phone doesn't have the tendency to die, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you looking for a charger regardless?
In case my phone dies.
Exactly. So in case your phone dies.
You call me a pessimist, but you just don't think, girl.
Obviously, we won't carry our phone. If I carry my phone charger around me now, when I know the language around me, then what in the fuck am I doing not carrying a charger when I'm in a different country?
Who said we're not carrying a charger? I was just telling you that it's different over there.
You're talking about in Europe. In Europe, we understand the language.
No, but that was my point. I was wondering, is it different in Japan?
I don't know, girl.
Okay, then nobody knows. I just thought we should keep that in mind.
But you just tried to insult me.
Huh?
You just were like, and you call me a pessimist? You don't even think, girl.
That came later because you're fighting me. Do we want to rewind the...
I don't know. It's okay.
The cassette? Are you going to say the cassette? Okay.
My bad, old.
Ready? So...
Tell me.
How do we ask...
How do you say Sailor Moon?
No. Ichigo. I don't know.
Ichigo is strawberry, honey.
Where do Hanai. We... How would you ask where to charge my phone?
Desu?
Doko is where.
Doko.
So charge.
Diphone charger.
No, that's racist.
I don't even know what
that is. Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Oh my god.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
O juden suru.
Watashi no denwa a juden suru.
A juden suru.
That's charge my phone. So.
Ah!
Doko watashi no denwa a juden suru.
Oh my god. Sedu. Oh my god.
Suru, not suru.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Yep.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Juden suru.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Why are you trying to not open your mouth?
I don't know, just my jaw hurt for a second.
Oh, I was like, that's not how Japanese people talk.
No.
Watashi no denwa o juden suru.
Can we, like, just do words? How do you say Naruto in Japanese?
you're smart. No, but I like that. So then what else? Because this is just Japanese. I mean, okay, we're in Japan.
Let's do a few more Japanese words. Okay,
where
ready?
Are the sakura trees?
It's like, where's our hotel?
No. Who are you asking? Oh.
Okay, no,
we just arrived at the airport.
Words. So, okay.
So we arrive at the airport.
We're going to have to rent a car.
So, car rental.
No, okay. Yeah, car rental.
Sure.
Because can we do words? Because the whole grammar thing is just going to confuse us.
Car rental company is...
Rentaka kaisha.
So we get there and we're like, doko rentaka kaisha. I know that where probably doesn't fit there, but
literally, I can go up to some people in Japan and I'll be like, what is it?
You're so racist. It's not even funny.
Shut up. Sumimasen is sorry, right?
Sumimasen. How do you say excuse me? Excuse me is a big one.
Wait, but I want to wait.
No, wait. We have to know how to
And first of all, it's not racist. Bowing your head is a form of respect. And I'm sorry that a lot of them
there's excuse me, sir, and excuse me, miss. Ready? Excuse me, sir.
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen, and then excuse me, miss.
Sumimasen, ojo-san.
Oh, that seems way too friendly.
Sumimasen and ojo-san is just miss.
Also, is ojo-san miss? Yeah. Isn't san formal? Like informal?
I don't know. Sumimasen.
Sumimasen. So you would say sumimasen. I can remember that one.
Yeah, I know that one. That one sounds
Where
familiar.
Where is the car rental?
¿Por qué te lo estás complicando?
No, because then we play this. Sumimasen.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I know. So, doko desu ka?
So we need transition words. It's like, sumimasen, how do you call for somebody's attention? It's like, excuse me. How do you say excuse me?
Sumimasen.
Oh, that's literally, I thought that was, sorry, okay. I'm so sorry.
That's what I looked up.
Sumimasen.
To be able to say,
I knew
excuse me.
Excuse me, sumimasen.
Oh, we could be like, can you please listen to this, but listen. Well, I guess, sumimasen.
Yeah,
oh, but you know what I just
it.
Noticed?
What?
You say where you want to go, wa, doko. Because I was saying, doko, the rental car company.
Yeah, I totally thought that you flipped it. Because I don't know why in English, like literally with any other language that I've learned, they literally flip it. Because we're like, oh, we want to go to the park. And every other language, it's like...
The park is where we want to go.
The park is where I'm going. Yeah.
In Spanish también, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
Yeah.
La biblioteca, ¿dónde está?
I mean,
you say donde está.
I know, but just for some reason, in English, it's, like, always flipped.
Yeah, English
to, like,
is
Spanish
stupid.
To French, apparently to Japanese.
But rentaka keshu.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that.
I'll remember sumimasen. I already knew that one too. From a long time ago,
sumimasen.
Though. Like, I also knew, I knew ichigo is strawberry. I know, oh my god. What was that word? Oh, iropoi. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember iropoi. Iropoi, I think, was, like, hot. As in, like, attractive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The
thing is, most of my Japanese, I learned from animes, but now I tend to watch them dubbed, so.
What is it? Sumimasen. What do people say when they walk
ohayo.
Into house? Yeah, ohayo gozaimashita.
Maybe. I think that's more formal, if you
and
add that.
And it's, like, what do you say when you, like,
say
thank you
Itadakimasu.
Oh my god, we're such weebs. It's okay.
But I love how in Japanese, at least the females, they are very sing-songy. Like, it's not
itadakimasu.
Yeah. And that's how they say it there. Like,
yeah.
That's how you speak Japanese.
Versus, like, what the males are like, itadakimasu.
I'm assuming there's also excitement in their voices.
Yeah.
You know one that I really struggle with?
Ita.
Korean. Korean is really hard for me. So I don't really want to go to Korea yet, but Japan? Japan, I can imitate them.
Ready? But more. Okay, so how do we say it's like, I'm looking for the store. What? Look up store. How do you say store?
Okay, that makes no sense. Who,
shut up.
Who are you going to
ask
for a store?
Look up the word store. I want to find out how to say the word store.
No one's asking anyone for a store.
Store.
Omise.
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 Look up sushi. How do you say sushi?
Ooh, sushi?
Is it sushi in Japanese? Is that the name of it? I highly doubt it.
Sushi.
I know anime isn't pronounced anime. It's pronounced anime.
Anime.
I think. Let me hear her. Anime.
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 Yeah.
Anime.
And then manga is manga?
Manga.
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 That's a hard N. Manga.
Anime. Manga.
Anime.
Yeah, because they emphasize on, like, different letters.
Yeah.
It's really important.
And it's different. Yeah, yeah.
But
what? Okay, so restaurant. Restaurant.
Okay, but why are you going to be asking for just a random-ass restaurant like that? If we're not going to ask for a store, why are we going to ask for a restaurant?
No, that's true. So, okay. Like...
No, but how do you say, like, I'm sorry?
I feel like I know that one.
Ohayo? No. Yeah, I mean, same. I think I know. It's like...
I know if you're in pain, you say itai, not ouch.
Itai.
I think.
Itai? No, it sounds wrong.
Ouch.
Itai.
Wow, itai.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ouch, that hurt.
How do you say, tell people if they're hurting? I'm having...
Itai.
Oh, you say it twice, if that ouch, that hurts.
Itai. That's so cute. Itai.
But what was I supposed to Google? Sorry,
yeah. We know this one. I don't remember what it is.
Gomen nasai.
Gomen?
Gomen nasai. Then what do you say when you come in to a house?
Ohayo. That's like hello.
Gomen nasai.
Wait, how do you say I'm home? Because that's what they say. I'm home. Tadaima.
Tadaima. Oh, okay. Tadaima.
Tadaima.
Oh, because it's AI, so it's tadaima.
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 Ai.
Ai.
Tadaima.
Tadaima.
You pronounce both of them, which is not something you do in English or in Spanish. Or in French.
Yeah,
you skip vowels in these countries.
What else? We are probably going to have to ask for...
So, ready?
An ATM machine.
I like sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
Excuse me.
Yeah, if you like that
one. And once we arrive, well, like, once I come to the hotel, tadaima.
Nice, okay.
Somebody hurts me, itai.
Itai, like, itai.
I mean, itai.
I mean, I find it funny. It's like, so then when we go outside, the birds aren't going to be going like, tweet, 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 tweet. It's going to be however
yep,
birds.
Yep, in a different
it's
language.
It's like, so when we injure ourselves in Japan, it's not going to be, ouch. It's going to be, itai.
Of course.
It's literally, it's...
You hurt yourself in Japanese.
Honestly, very true.
Yes.
You hurt yourself on Japanese soil, so...
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know where we want to go, but maybe, like, to the sakura trees. Is that what they're called? Or the white blossom? Cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms. But they're called sakura.
Where are the cherry blossoms? I want
Stop,
to see them soon.
Okay, if you make too long of a sentence, it's gonna be bad grammar.
Hayaku mitai sakura wa doko? Oh! So, hayaku mitai, I don't know why that's
hayaku
like...
Hayaku mitai.
That sounds like hurry. Sakura wa doko? Does that make sense?
Sakura
I was
wa
literally,
doko.
Where are the cherry blossom trees? I want to see them soon.
Oh.
So, hayaku mitai sakura wa doko.
Quickly! I want to see the sakura trees!
Because I'm pretty sure mitai means hurry. No.
Mitai?
Isoide.
Is hurry.
Isoide!
What about hurry up?
Isoide! Give me my money, bitch!
Isoge
is hurry up.
Isoge.
Wow, but the thing is, I know you're like, we could just ask anyone, but I feel like it'd
really
be really fun.
Agreed.
If I could be like, bro, come here. How do you say come here? Or like, look at this. Look at this. Ready? Look at this.
これを見てください。これを見てください。
We need to practice. Oh my god.
これを見てください. I'd be like, step.
これを見てください.
I gotta look down at my phone, pronounce it a couple times. Hey, how are you doing? yeah.
Oh, shit.
What else?
I
feel like come here isn't it like gochi? No, come here. Go.
ここに来て.
How do you say help?
Oh my
or
god.
Or stop.
Help.
助けて.
Oh.
助けて.
Yes.
助けて.
And then, what was the other one you said? Stop.
Stop. Or thief.
Ooh.
Teishi.
Mm.
Ooh, how do you say thief?
Oh, because stop as the noun or stop as the verb?
Stop a noun or a verb?
Is stop a person, place, thing? She stops, he stops, it's a verb.
To stop?
So this one. No, that's to... to put an end to. No. They're kind of different. I don't know. What were you saying? Sorry.
Thief or pervert.
Thief. Let's try thief. Thief bit? No, just thief. How do you spell thief? Oh, it's I-E.
Thief.
Thief.
Thief. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I made the same mistake.
Dorobo.
Dorobo.
D's.
Dorobo.
Dorobo.
Oh, I'm not reading it. Dorobo.
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 So we go to a party.
Pervert.
And at the same time, if you just get like, ah! Like, people, you'll attract somebody's attention.
What?
How do you say pervert? I mean, just in case. Hentai. You know. Hentai?
Pervert is hentai.
Oh my gosh.
Hentai.
Pervert, molester, this one. Oh, molester?
Chikan.
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 Hmm, this is awkward. Erotic man? Ew, why did I say erotic man? Get this erotic man away from me. You don't want to call him now.
It sounds like you're
not pervert, not molester. Get this erotic man away from me. What else? What else would you have to say?
I lost my pants.
Oh. What? Because they say a lot like take care of me, right?
Take care of me? Oh, like, I'll be in your care?
That one, yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you... Because, like, I don't know. What's polite?
I'll be in your care.
I'll be in your... We have to watch... I'm going to start watching...
For real, we need to start watching some dubbed anime.
The next two seasons of Haikyuu are only in sub, so I have to watch it.
Oh my goodness.
Watashi wa anata no sewa shimasu.
How about you learn this language?
Yeah.
And you
learn a different the thing one. Is, I don't I'll know if Spanish. I don't hear it, but do I not sound like her? No.
I mean, you don't
I
sound
feel
bad.
Like I can pronounce it. Watashi wa anata no sewa shimasu.
Your pauses were slightly different.
Were they?
Yeah.
Watashi wa anata no sewa wo shimasu.
Watashi wa anata no sewa
No, but with practice you'll be good.
Yeah, but who has time for that? What else? What else? Where is the anime store?
Nice.
Where? Like, I'm gonna get so much anime merch. In Japan, there has to be anime merch, right?
Yeah.
I have yet to find a store where I walk in and they have Haikyuu stuff. I want Haikyuu stuff.
I know, baby.
Where is the anime store?
Anime.
アニメストアはどこですか?
I don't know if this is a bad guess, but it seems like you say the location you want. Wa doko desu ka?
Doko desu ka?
So, what was bathroom? You remember? Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. Bathroom. Some shit like that.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Bathroom wa doko desu ka? Look at that. Bathroom. I'm Asian. I am Japanese.
Bathroom wa doko desu ka?
Yeah, we're ready. Bathroom. Let's go.
I already know.
How do you say hotel?
How do you say bathroom? Bathroom.
Karental.
Hotel.
Hotel is hotel.
Hotel.
So, hotel wa doko desu ka?
Oh, girl, this is easy. Where do I pay the checks?
You're racist as fuck.
They're all really like
Rentaka wa doko desu ka?
Doko desu ka? Ichigo.
Rentaka.
Ichigo.
Rentaka wa doko desu ka?
Look up what is your name in Japanese. There's apparently a Japanese name and like an American name.
Samansa.
Samansa.
Oh, tell me you.
Stephanie.
Oh. Stephanie.
Interesting. What else? What else?
How do you say Naruto?
Naruto, bro.
Naruto. How do you say Sasuke?
Sasuke.
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 Sakura. Okay, what other languages.
I feel like we've exhausted Japanese.
Have we, though? I haven't learned.
I'm so excited for this. Ready? French. So, I think in French we can butcher
this. Them, is what you're saying? Or yeah. To, like, to go there and be able to speak.
The Eiffel Tower? Tower.
In French? Sacado.
Où est la Tour Eiffel?
Oh.
Où est la Tour Eiffel?
Wow, different voices. Où est la Tour Eiffel?
Où est la Tour Eiffel?
Tour Eiffel.
Où est la Tour Eiffel? I like it.
Damn. Où est la Tour Eiffel? I don't have the same...
Où est la Tour Eiffel? Why do I feel the need for, I'm like,
croissant.
Doko deska?
Croissant.
Croissant. Damn. What else? Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Salle de bain.
Salle de bain.
Salle de bain. Salle de bain.
What else?
You know, apparently French people are super judgy.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't speak French perfectly, like, don't.
But how am I supposed to find myself?
I know.
Where is the bathroom? So it would be, où se trouvent les toilettes?
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Ooh. Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
I think so. Play it again.
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Ooh.
This one's rough. Why is Japanese kind of easier?
Can you look up, are there beaches on the island?
I said an island.
I don't think France has any beaches on it. Does it? Is it connected to the coast?
Y a-t-il des plages sur l'île?
Y a-t-il des plages sur l'île?
Okay, can we, like, you know what I'm gonna do?
Yeah, one words. This one's hard.
Yeah, one, let's go. First of all, let's just go to their neighbor, Spain. Like, it's already gonna be hard enough to understand them, but, like, oh, yeah, let's look up in Spanish. Look up Spain. How do you say, bitch better have my money?
I like that. Ready? So, bitch better...
Perra.
Ooh.
Bitch better have my money. Don't act like you forgot.
Perra, mejor tenga mi dinero.
Ooh. A ver.
Perra, mejor tenga mi dinero.
Perra, mejor tenga mi dinero.
Is that grammatically correct?
Mejor tenga, bitch better have, it's a direct translation.
Perra, mejor tenga mi dinero.
Que tenga dinero. Mi dinero, tipa.
Dinero. Perra.
what about, like, I need to pee-pee?
Tengo que
baño?
Pee-pee. I need to pee-pee. Necesito hacer pipí.
Necesito hacer...
Why are we translating when we know this language?
We don't know this language.
That's true.
Look up. I left my bosom at the hotel. But where to buy one? What?
Dejé mi pecho en el hotel donde comprar donde compro uno.
Oh, that's boring.
Wait, random. The other day we couldn't figure out a word for random.
Random. Oh my goodness. Yeah, because that's something, guys. Like, we speak Spanish. It's our second language for both of us. Excuse me. And there are still some words where I'm like, what the hell is the Spanish word for that?
She was right. It's aleatorio.
Aleatorio?
Yeah.
Aleatorio. I've never heard of this word before
but,
in my life.
Okay, because there's the noun and then there's the adjective. The noun is al azar.
Al azar.
Which is random chance luck. Pero aleatorio is more like accidental, randomly. Do you know what I mean?
So what's the exact translation?
It is the equivalent of... random, but can't be used the way we would use random.
Not in English.
Yeah. It's more like accidentally.
Damn.
Than random.
Yeah, because the other day we were trying to ask, and the thing is we were like, because how do you say, oh, wow, like, that outfit's random. Like, or like,
yeah,
how to
like, say it's if like, if I oh, randomly those, say a sound, it's like, oh, it's that's
like,
random.
Yeah, like, if for some reason I'm like, caca, it's like, well, that was random.
It's the equivalent of me saying, like, oh, that was accidental. It's like, no.
It wasn't accidental. It was just random.
Exactly, but aleatorio is you would say, yeah. That's accidental.
Yeah.
Which, no, you wouldn't
so,
say.
So, no cuadra en la situación.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, there is no equivalent to, oh, that's random. Mm-hmm. You would be like, why did you choose to do that in this moment?
Yeah, for real. It's like, you first ever have to make it so much more complicated. Yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah.
That was a strange occurrence. Did you feel the need to do that?
Yes.
How do you say
yoga in Spanish?
Okay.
What? You got really
I got really excited for Japan.
Same. It sounded really cute. The thing is, I mean, I just, girl, like, I love anime.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Wow.
They copy a lot of English words.
Because there's, like, also, there's...
As in bear?
Yeah.
What do you...
I saw a teddy bear.
Oh,
I just wanted to give people...
Spider, señor. How do you say Spider-Man? Oh, el señor araña?
El niño araña, el...
Well, Spider-Man, not Spider-Boy.
Hombre araña tiene
yeah,
que
how'd
ser.
You know that?
Hombre araña. Versus... I mean, literally, that would be the translation. Like, what's Superman?
Wait.
Señor Super?
Probably Superman. No, maybe not.
Or
Super Hombre,
oh my gosh.
Is that how they call it? What about
That's
Batman?
That's the thing, it's literally direct translations, and for some reason it flows. Batman, Señor Murciélago?
Señor Murciélago, wow.
Señor Murciélago.
But Captain America...
Murciélago.
Captain America.
Capitán América?
Capitán América, Guerra Civil, but that's Civil War.
Ah.
Capitán América, el soldado del invierno.
Wow.
Escudo del Capitán América. Wow.
Escudo, ¿qué es escudo?
His shield.
Oh.
It was just giving me options of what
escudo.
I could look up.
Escudo.
What about Vision?
Botella de agua.
Well, that's just the word Vision. Wait.
Vision. Wanda. Scarlet Witch.
Vision.
Scarlet Bruja.
Probably Scar... Yeah, that's the thing. If I look up, it's just going to translate the words.
Yeah, literally.
But damn.
Interesting. How do you say fan in Spanish? Viento.
Ventilador.
Ventilador, okay, yeah, I was going to say. Because that's the thing. Sometimes, since Spanish is my second language, and I actually don't use it as much as I use English. Because you and me, we speak English.
Yeah.
And I used to speak Spanish at home, but, like, barely.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was literally it. I mean, in college, we had, like, a friend that spoke Spanish that we spoke Spanish with. But
and
it was
I had
very
a job.
Spanglish.
We both had a job where we had to speak Spanish.
Yes, that was right.
It helped me practice a lot.
Yeah, like, me desarrollo.
Me soltó la lengua.
Yeah, like, we kind of, like, because that's another thing. Where I feel like a lot of kids, like, at least in our situation, where it's, like, your parents speak Spanish, and you speak Spanish at home, but it wasn't so much Spanish as much as it was Spanglish.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, a mí no me daba pena trying at home and, like, saying it, and, like, if it didn't work out, like, I would just change to English or whatever, mm-hmm. but in a setting where it's, like, I had to speak to somebody in Spanish, I would get so, like, tongue-tied and so nervous, because
agreed.
I'm, like, first of all, like... What if I say it wrong? Second of all, I don't know all the words. Third of all,
it's embarrassing because we should know, you know?
Yeah,
That's what embarrasses me. Like, I have been speaking this language my entire life, and I don't know how to say this to you.
But
like, I would feel
language.
So guilty, you know?
Yeah.
It would make me feel like shit, because that's the thing. At least when I took AP Spanish in high school,
mm-hmm.
I was the only kid failing, and there was a kid that didn't speak Spanish! All the other kids that were born and raised here and their parents spoke Spanish were doing great, but I wasn't because I wasn't taught how to write it. I was barely taught how to read it. I would hear it and repeat what I heard barely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, barely again.
The fact that the fact that both of us have such a handle on this is insane.
Honestly,
insane.
And it's all thanks to me. And like ourselves, sorry.
Oh,
it's
like,
it's all my fault. I helped you. No. It's like all thanks to ourselves because even though I feel as though our parents laid the groundwork and obviously
mm-hmm.
our parents spoke to us in like those languages,
it really wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. One and two. At one point, they decided to just transition to English.
They really did. I fucking hate it.
And I never learned. The thing is, I can read because I know how to speak and like I can make sense of it.
But it's very,
Yeah, it's very choppy, and mm-hmm. I have to assume a lot of shit, and, like, the thing is, if I don't assume it correctly, I have to actually read it, and actually reading it means that I don't actually know the word, so I'm stumped.
The thing is, you know what's annoying to me? Is that I had to write essays in Spanish.
Girl, I don't know how to
considering I couldn't read and write. It's hard. At least, like, comunicación, like, they only have
yeah.
one M, and it's, I think, C-I-O-N.
Oh, really? Yes.
That was hard to forget, like, with comunicación, there were other ones where there wasn't the double M or the double L's and shit. I don't, maybe. But the thing is, I remember at least something, I don't know if you know, Pero pelear and discutir are very different things.
Are they? Why? Mm-hmm. Pelear is fist fight and discutir is verbal?
Exactly, exactly. I remember one time in an essay, I'm like, oh, something, something, y peleamos. And my teacher was like, you guys punched each other. I was like, no. So she's like, oh, pon discutir, not pelear. And I was Yeah. And also, I just looked up the word.
It's like, over that, you just... Se cayeron a golpes.
At home, okay? Yeah. No, they're not. Do you know fancy is lujoso?
Lujoso, no.
What would you have said? It's like, I should have fucking asked you first, but it's like, ooh, that's fancy. What would you say?
Sofisticado, maybe?
But that's sophisticated.
Yeah. Because the thing is, when you say lujoso, like, for me, that word only exists as like, oh, eso es un lujo, as in, like, eso es un lujo. Well, actually, I use that expression, like, oh, eso es, like, un lujo, es un lujo, as in, like, something that, like, oh, damn, like, that's, like, a major purchase. Like, that's way too,
agreed.
Like...
Agreed. It's like, oh, I want to buy a Louis Vuitton bag.
It's like,
bag.
It's pero like, no tengo ese lujo. Yeah, like, no me doy ese lujo.
Is it... There's a feminine and a masculine, and I wonder if it's a verb or a... I don't know what it is. If it's a verb or a
but
noun.
But again, guys, so lujoso apparently is fancy.
I'm pretty sure most people know that. We're the dumbasses that don't. Oh, once really? Again, it made me feel really bad that all these kids were on the same boat as me. We were all fucking, how you say...
Like Spanish home raised people.
Yeah. And they were all doing fine. And I could not get my grades up for shit. Eventually I did because I actually buckled down and learned. At least los acentos, don't fucking ask me. I don't know. I learned them then. I actually did. But now,
I never learned. I dropped out of that class.
You're fucking lucky that you did. Because that was rough. I ended up getting a 4 on the...
On the AP exam?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was really proud of myself. Yeah.
Yeah, that I mean, to, considering I speak the language... Bucks.
Huh?
I had to pay $100 to present that exam. Even though the clept was so easy.
Yeah?
It was literally so easy. I remember, I don't know why I was panicking, and I was so stupid, and I don't know when I figured it out. But literally, because I know that you had to either separate the exams, or maybe if you got a certain score, you would only pass the first one. Because it was Spanish 1 and 2. I know I had to take, like, for two of them. But for some reason, I paid for the clept that had both.
Okay.
But I think now, thinking back, because I don't think I knew in that moment.
If you like, passed two, you didn't have to take one type thing?
No, as in, well, yeah, something like that. If I didn't pass, I would have to, like, separate them or something.
Okay.
But the way I think it went is that it was out of 100 points. I'm making up numbers. I don't know. I think it was actually out of 180 or something. Or no, maybe it was out of 80. I don't know. Let's say it was out of 100 points. If I got a 70, I would pass the first one. And if I got an 80 or, like, an 85, I would pass both.
Okay.
And the thing is, I don't know why in the moment, like, I took the whole test, I did the whole thing. I guess I thought
it
was going to be a
part. Or written?
It was a computer.
Okay.
All on the computer. And there wasn't a verbal spoken part. They were just, like, they spoke to you or, like, they read you a story. And, like, I just, super easy. Like, it was literally one of the easiest things ever. Like, literally what I'm good at. Listening and, like...
Mm-hmm. If you'd have to, like, read, it would have been difficult, but you can
comprehend. And the thing is, the reading was literally just one sentence, so it was really good.
Okay.
And the thing is, when I think it was, like, a huge paragraph, maybe they did give me a huge paragraph, but I could easily access it. For when they gave me the paragraph, I could access it easily, and then there was just this one where they like, verbally told me a paragraph, which is, again, my strength, because I understand Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There was no writing whatsoever, which is, like, where my weakness prevails.
Yeah.
But again, like, I took the whole test, I did all that, and then I went out and she was like, okay, here's your score. And I remember she showed me 70, and I was like, oh, well, the thing is, she said here are your results.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I didn't understand that she gave me the score.
No, I remember in the car you were like, yeah, I don't know. And then I read the paper and I'm like, you passed, what do you mean you don't
well
know?
That's the thing where it's like, I forget what it was, but all I know is that once the paper, once I got the paper, like, I read the paper after a while, and I was like, oh, shit, I got 70, which means I passed both.
Okay, nice.
Because if I had gotten, like, a 50, I would have only passed Spanish 1, and then I would have had to take another one.
Damn, you got a 70, meaning you got some wrong?
Okay, I guess.
Anna, I don't know. Maybe it was out of 70 points. I don't know.
Maybe, I have no idea. But all I know is, like, I was like, oh, shit, like, I passed both. Oh, yay!
You brought up trauma.
Why?
For me, because I remember, for the, You did some practice before you dropped that class for the AP exam. Do you remember?
Yeah, the How you had to have a conversation and everything?
The thing is, that's so rough because first off, I suck at making conversation with humans in any language.
How did it go for you?
I don't even remember, but I remember one was, so it would be like the guy, like it would start a recording and it'd be like, hey, oh my God, how are you? Look, I got a new cat. And then I had to talk for 30 seconds. So I'd be like,
sí, hola, Pablo.
Yeah, I'm doing great. You got a new cat? How cute. What's its name? How old is it? Where did you get it? Like, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, you had to go the whole time. It couldn't just be like, oh, I'm good. Nice cat. Like, it had to be
probing. Yeah, you had to fill probing. Up, like, the entire 10 seconds or whatever the fuck.
It was 30. I'm pretty sure it was 30.
Oh, wow.
And then, which feels like nothing, but and
it's
then a lot.
No, it's a shit ton.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I find funny is that that doesn't, like, appeal to people, because just point blank, in English, having a conversation where you talk your turn for 30 seconds Mm-mm. is so difficult
a gringo you. Coming to me and saying, oh my God, look at my cat, I'd be like, nice, can I pet? No? Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, literally, like, you're done.
Done,
so
yeah.
It's like, you just, in English, your native tongue, speaking mm-hmm. for 30 seconds, it's like, no.
Yeah, exactly, that's what was rough about that. And then, they would give us an essay topic, well, not mm-hmm. a speech topic. You remember. And they was like, whatever the topic was, you had why did my mouth fart? You had, I think, 3 minutes to prep your speech, and then you had to present for a minute 30, I think.
Okay.
A whole minute 30, which, once again, is nothing, but they don't have a countdown timer, so you just gotta go, and you have to be towards the end before the time comes up, because if it cuts you short, that's bad, but if you're done, and then you have to wait a little bit, that's also bad. And, like, so I need to be saying my speech, making sure I'm saying it properly, not seeing a timer. Oh, it was rough. And the thing is, what really scared me one time is that one time we did a practice essay, and literally the question of the essay was, do you think it should be normalized to have siestas in, like, non-European countries?
Mm-hmm.
And if my teacher hadn't gone over what the fuck a siesta was, girl, like, yes, siestas are very important because they allow the country to be unified in the fact that siestas are good for like, what the fuck is a siesta? You know?
You don't know, like, that it was a nap? Like a sleeping,
you
right?
Learned that after I told you, because it's not a nap. Siesta is that, like, everything closes for, like, an hour. In Europe, that's how it, or some countries in Europe.
For lunch.
Exactly. It's basically a big break, a big nap, but, like, everything closes for an hour. I don't know how long. And I don't know at what time, and then everything opens it back up again. Like, you know, if you need bread right now, the bread place is closed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So that's what scared me. What if the...
What was your topic on?
Something. I think the written one was something to do with telephones. Okay. Like, if telephones should be allowed in school or something like that.
See.
And then I think the verbal one had something to do with saving animals.
Okay.
Maybe, like, the polar ice caps or something like that. Okay. So, like, it worked. Like, I was very passionate about it, and I literally finished... And then time cut, and I was like,
nice.
I mean, I got a 4, you know what
awesome,
I mean?
Babe.
But I remember that was rough. That was rough as fuck, because what if it had asked me about a... What the fuck is a... And if they would talk about it, like, and I don't think I could be like, what's a... It's like, you should know. But it's like, I don't. At least, something that I'll never forget, a cisne. Do you know what a cisne is?
Yes, a swan.
I didn't know. I mean, honestly, I'd never thought about what to call it, but I did not know it was a cisne.
Cisne.
I would call it a swanu.
Swanu?
Swanu.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so look at us. We did talk about languages for a whole chunk of time.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
I got really excited about Japanese, because once again, I feel like I can pronounce the sounds. Korean, nah.
Do
I don't know.
I can't?
Yeah, no. I think we can. I feel like they're very similar to sounds that we're used to. French is hard because of that huh.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Japanese really reminds me of Spanish in
the
sing-songy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, Japanese is very, like, doable.
How do you say bye in Japanese?
Sayonara.
Sayonara!
That's so sad.
Oh, I had to go and say it like that.
Wait, just to be sure.
Sayonara. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Oh, I was going to type sayonara.
Sayonara. Sayonara.
Yeah. Hello?
Aww.
Did I lower my volume?
Itadakimasu.
She doesn't want to tell me, but yeah, sayonara.
Or, what is excuse me?
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
Sumimasen, Ojo-san.
Again, I feel like I wouldn't name anybody anything.
No.
I don't know if that's disrespectful.
I don't know either.
You know, apparently something, because I follow this, like, page on my Instagram, actually, that is, like, just... information on Japan and, like, places and people and things and culture and what's culture accepted and what isn't. Actually, something where it's, like, noise, like, sound is very, like, respected there.
Like, you like, mean slurping your food? Or what?
No, as in, like, you, like, on the subway or something, mm-hmm. like in public transportation or anywhere public, you don't make noise.
Like, you don't have a conversation on speaker.
Yeah, no, that's so... The thing is, I find that disrespectful here, but right? Some people still be having it. Right, that's a the thing annoying. Is, at least I remember there was this one girl who I guess was telling her story where she had, like, her AirPods in and she was listening to music on the subway or whatever, but I remember she was, like, there were people sitting down and she was holding onto the thing in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what was happening, but she was listening to music and she happened to look over and a lady was looking up on her phone, like, sound leaking out of headphones or whatever. She was like, oh shit, and she immediately like lowered her volume because apparently like she was playing it loud enough to where for some reason the lady that was right next to her could hear it.
And so she was like googling oh, sound leaking out of headphone.
Yeah, for some reason,
like how to tell her to
yeah, it's like, is this a common thing or like why the fuck is this going on?
I'm so confused.
No, now you're like, why was she googling?
I'm afraid.
She was googling it and she was like, oh shit, like let me turn it down.
Like she must hear it.
Yeah.
Get me off this bus.
Anyway, that's the thing. Apparently another thing in Japan is you don't eat while like walking.
No, okay.
You literally, even if you like you sit down somewhere and you eat there. Like eating while you're on the road is like it's seen as like not so much irresponsible, but it's, like, you didn't manage your time properly. It's, like, it's seen negatively. Like, obviously, nobody's gonna say anything, but it's, like, you obviously didn't manage your time properly, because normal people would have set aside, like, a minute to eat.
I would kill to get with an Asian. Oh. All that culture, bro. Ugh. Teach me your foods! I wanna eat it!
Teach me everything.
We went to this Oriental market, something. Yeah. I think in the end it was Korean.
Yes. I didn't or Vietnamese.
It's Korean. They had was the
it? Okay, they did. I'm sorry. I don't know why I got it. It got in my head that it's Vietnamese.
We could have asked her.
But I think it's called the Vietnamese Oriental Market.
No. Why would it be called the Vietnamese Oriental? It was just Oriental Market.
I am so sure the word Vietnamese was in the title.
No, because it's Korean.
Entonces se me metió en la cabeza that it was Vietnamese.
Estás loca, because
I'm
it's
so
Korean.
Sure. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
I'm
but the thing it is, we right went now. There and like we wanted to buy stuff. We bought this like red bean dessert and this matcha dessert thing, and then we bought like a couple other things, but like I wanted to like buy stuff, but I didn't understand what most of it was, and considering that most of the stuff like even had like English writing on it, like I honestly had no idea what was going on. No idea. But I really want like kimchi. I want all these things in my life, like made fucking properly, and like
we're gonna do
give
it.
Give me your culture. I know, but like if we had someone who, like, actually knew that food, like, and somebody maybe wants to make, like, arepas or something, and it's like, they think they're just gonna get flour or something.
I can bring you the Latino culture.
That's what I'm saying, like, I will show you how the fuck
even
you make an arepa con pernil.
A la misma vez, like, I feel as though we haven't fully, like,
we haven't, entered. Pero I can go to el bodegón y comprar Latin food.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know what I'm looking for.
I can make it. It, yes.
Like, yeah.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Versus, like, that's the thing, because I don't know why, we're both obsessed with Asian food.
Oh, I love Asian.
I want to try Indian food.
I really want to try curry. Isn't that Indian?
Literally, that's what I was literally thinking of. I want to try curry.
But, like, I want to try real curry. I don't want to just make some mess and think that this is curry. Like, I want to know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Same. Right?
So, we need to find an Indian, we need to find
I'm gonna
Asian.
Take the Asian, so you can figure out what you want.
Oh, girl. That's some
Asian
Indian
is mine.
Boys out there.
I hear Ooh. You, girl. I hear you.
No, actually, another thing, apparently, Asian or Japanese or Chinese culture looks favorably on people wearing, like, kimonos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in their country.
Yeah, so, like, wear
like,
a kimono.
Yeah, the thing is, they're, like, it looks nice. It's not disrespectful. They love when people, like, embrace their culture. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh,
girl,
love,
if you think
I
I'm not
gonna concept.
Have, like, 20 kimonos,
oh,
I'm gonna wear the shit out of them.
Oh, my God. Me daría pena.
Do you have a fat ass? Do you fit in a kimono?
It's generally more flattering on flat people. Because it gives you shape. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't look very forgiving. Off. So I feel like it's just gonna, like, shape my ass and shape my boobs. And then I'm just gonna look like a cylinder.
I mean,
we'll see.
We'll see, girl.
We'll fucking
see.
But yes, this has been languages.
Languages. Yeah, see, this we was can fun. Talk this about was stuff. Fun. And we just branched. See, we talked about our random test trauma, countries. The thing is, I feel like Japan is one I really want to go to. I want to go to. The thing is, apparently, Hawaii also has their own, like, tongue.
Yeah.
Hawaii has a language.
Yeah. So we're definitely not going to fit in.
Damn.
We are going to seem like tourists.
Forever, which is forever. Okay, girl, because I'm down to be a tourist.
I was from the mainland.
Damn.
That's what they call it, the mainland.
The United States is the mainland? No, Hawaii has the mainland, and then they have little islands.
No, the mainland is the United States, I'm pretty sure. Because she was literally, this girl I follow on TikTok, she's like, something that you, people from that's like mainland. A culture shock when you move to the mainland is that you can't buy sushi at a 7-Eleven. I don't think there's one of the islands in Hawaii where they don't have that.
Yeah, I guess not. Oh my god, at Hawaii you can buy sushi at a 7-Eleven?
Like, 7-Eleven is like, oof.
Damn.
Yeah.
I need to hop on this fancy 7-Eleven shit.
Right? Like, I'm also, I think in like Australia or something like that, like if you go to 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is a fancy meal.
Like, you're having a good dinner.
I don't get that. It doesn't look the same, or is it like a restaurant?
I don't know.
I want to go to fancy 7-Eleven.
Me too. I also want to go to New Zealand and, like, Australia and stuff. Even though spiders.
Aww. I don't care.
I care. And I'm not even that afraid of spiders. Like, if I see... That's something I noticed the other day. I saw a spider in the bathroom. I'm chilling. Daddy long legs. If I see a daddy long leg, I will not touch it.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to kill it.
No, I won't.
Because they reproduce and shit.
I know, but, like, I don't mind having daddy long legs in the house.
You don't want to have animals in your house.
Why not?
Because
no. What do they eat? I could bring you some food.
Oh my gosh, no.
If I see a roach, but a spider, I'm just like, how you doing?
Agreed. I feel like some people are like scared of lizards and shit. And I'm like, why, baby?
If I found a lizard, I'd do everything in my power to get it out so it doesn't die. Because
it's gonna die.
Well, there was a dragonfly in here the other day. I saved it.
Yeah.
I'm a hero.
A hero comes along.
Actually, you started at a different tone than me. There were two dragonflies that I saved. That is not what I sounded like. I was at a ray and you were at a doe. That works.
When
there's two does.
When a hero comes along.
We're going to get copyrighted. All right, but that's it for today. So that was languages.
Yes, it was. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. And we will see you when we see you.
Bye.